USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. New York State Attorney General Letitia James is ready to release findings of a four-month investigation into sexual harassment and misconduct allegations against Democrat Governor Andrew M. Cuomo of New York.
That Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. The investigators independently corroborated and substantiated these facts through interviews and evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications. This evidence will be made available to the public along with the report.
USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
As Afghanistan forces and the Taliban fight to control the landlocked country, U.S. officials are opening up our country to Afghan refugees. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. If they stood with us, we will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. Typically, refugee status is only granted to those who worked for the United States for a two-year period. Blinken saying this program will eliminate the time requirement and allow members of the press to seek refuge.
President Trump will hold his next campaign-style rally in Alabama later this month. Trump will travel to Cullman, which is located halfway between Birmingham and Huntsville on Interstate 65. The gathering will be on August 21st, according to Save America, USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Now that 70% of Americans have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine, the new Delta variant is not causing more deaths. Harvard Medical School professor Dr. Martin Kulldorff on Fox News.
We're going to always have this virus with us. We cannot eradicate this virus. But the thing is, if you have had COVID or if you have had a vaccine, you have immunity. But immunity doesn't mean that you're not going to test positive because you can still be exposed to the virus. The virus can still enter your body and it can even start to replicate. What the immune system does is it prevents you from having severe illness or death. So we're always going to have the virus with us. There's always going to be people testing positive. But the key thing is now when so many people, and especially the older people, have had a vaccine and others are immune because they've had the disease, we have seen a decoupling of cases and deaths. So when cases now increase, and it's not just in the U.S., but in other countries, in Europe, for example, the deaths do not increase in the same extent. And that's what you expect when the disease becomes endemic after the pandemic is over. So in some parts of the world now, we are gradually entering the endemic stage. So we shouldn't testing asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic people. If we did that for all the viruses in the same way as we're doing for COVID and then doing the media attention for every new case, we would all be hiding under our beds.
I'm Lance Bryan. This is USA Radio News.